Here we go.
Yo. And we are back. Did you miss me?
Joe.
Yo. What's happening, man?
Cool, man. What's happening?
Shit, man. The Music Jones Podcast. Every Tuesday.
I can dig
all
it.
Platforms. What's been going on?
Shit, ain't making no fuss.
Yeah, man. It's been a couple weeks of bad weather and
a lot of that. A lot of bad weather.
Yeah. I had some husbandly shit going on, so I wasn't able to get down and
The bad weather turning husband shit though.
Yeah, basically. That's basically shit, what it did. But yeah, man, we back in here, man. Mm-hmm. Easy.
Yo, what up?
As always, brother, I appreciate you.
Appreciate y'all.
What you been up to?
Ain't that just working, that's it, man. Trying to stay warm out here in these streets.
How many snowmen you made?
I don't make snowmen, dog.
Oh.
Shout out to Craig.
Shout out to my dog. Shout out to my dog, Craig.
Shout out to Craig.
Shout out to my dog, Craig Love, man. Craig Love say, man, Jones, you ain't got to say that Paul shit no more, man. Ah, damn, boy, I had a blast last night, man. My voice sounds a little rough because for those who don't know, North Carolina played Duke.
And, y'all was watching the game together.
Yeah, and I lost my voice in the process of watching the game.
Well, North Carolina won, right?
Yeah, my Tar Heels finally got one. We went a whole calendar year of 2024 without beating those guys.
Really?
So. No, I'm sorry, 2025. Yeah, they beat us three times. And yeah, so we definitely needed that win, man. Yeah, I couldn't talk no shit to nobody. I just was quiet, you know, because losing to them three times is different, man. But my young freshman, shout out to Caleb Wilson. He carried us through the first half, and everybody else figured it out in the second half. And we won a game on a three-pointer with 0.4 seconds left.
Shit.
Yeah.
I was one of them.
Yeah. Duke had to lead the entire game until 0.4 seconds left. So, yeah, it turned out to be a great one, man.
Okay, I can dig it now.
Yeah, man.
Was it a last shot? My man in the corner on three? I saw that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, by the only player on the team that was on the team last year. He's the only player. Everybody else left, transferred.
Oh,
graduated. Yeah, whatever, you know. But he's the only player that remained from the team last year. So it's only fitting. It's poetic justice for him to hit that three to win that game because he went through a lot last year, man, you know. But shout out to them.
Right.
It's been 2 years since my guy B-Note left, and
he'd be sick right now.
Yeah.
Like Duke?
Yeah, he was a Duke fan.
He get nasty with it, too.
Yeah, he was a Duke fan. So I'm waiting on all the stuff. It probably will pop up from past years. It'll pop up on my timeline this week.
He get real vulgar when he
moves. You know. Yeah, he talk big shit. So that one was for you, B-Note.
Yeah.
Got your ass.
Got him.
Got your ass. First, I want to say I appreciate Crux Media. Because as of today, February 3rd. As of February 3rd, that marked my 5th year anniversary.
That's crazy.
Look at him.
Of my first episode.
Congratulations.
That's crazy.
Nuku.
Yeah, so.
Look at him rocking for 5 of them, bro.
That's
heavy right there.
I went back and looked at all the,
that's heavy.
The old shows and just looked at the titles and the descriptions and how it's changed since, and you know, my progression as a podcaster over the last 5 years. It's been fun. If it ain't been nothing else, it's been fucking fun, boy. I tell
like,
you that.
Like 15 years. Like, say, like, when you, say like when you was looking through and right, is there like just, I'm going to say two, I know I'm like more than that, but just two episodes, like when you seen the title, you knew instantly that you laughed or either got some kind of feeling out of.
Yeah.
Is there, like if you just scroll right now, this is like a quick stroll and just bam, you might
stop on one.
Just any what title and or is there one that, you know, which one that what about 5 years, man? At least about two of them. Just, I mean, you know. Put him on the spot, B.
Yeah, you did. That was a good question.
Yeah, it was. And in that first year, man, it was, it's hard to say because I was learning.
Right.
So a lot of the funny moments came from Doogie.
I would have to
listen to really know which one. Cause like the blueprint of 9/11 was done in 2021.
Right.
I know exactly what that means. I know exactly what that talks about.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
Because of, you know, the blueprint came out the same day the Twin Towers dropped.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So AT Aliens, we really just did a show basically talking about that whole album. And that shit, like this shit turning 30 this year. Dope Boys in the Trap. It's the first Christmas show I did was called In My Mind. And as y'all know, we always, In My Mind, that's fucking The Temptations.
Right.
But it was one episode that we couldn't even air. That might be.
Was that the funniest episode?
It might be the funniest shit.
It was funny for you. Who was fussing? Me and Doogie?
Yeah.
What was we fussing about?
COVID.
And then a week later, this nigga catches it.
You're right.
Yes. That's right. What it was. Right. Oh, I forgot about that.
But everybody was there. CL and Yoshi was on that day.
You did CL leave early?
Nah.
He was there the whole time?
He was appalled, no. So like the funniest memory I got, we couldn't even put the show out, yo. It was that fucking wild. Doogie was out of control that day.
I think CL was like, you know he can't put that out.
Yeah.
Right? Like, Doogie gonna look.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. And then like literally the very next week, the nigga caught COVID.
He caught COVID.
Yeah.
And then talking to him on the phone, he was like, hey man, y'all might be right about that COVID thing, man. I feel like I died. Some shit like that. I was like, damn.
He felt like he died.
Yeah.
Yo. Oh God. That to be like, that's one of the most memorable moments.
Right.
But that damn Doogie, man. Doogie, all the memorable moments really involve him.
Yeah.
Because he either saying some wild shit or imitating some fucking body to a fucking T, and we all just crying, fucking laughing.
Like that time he did Dennis Rodman.
Okay.
That was
yo, man. I gotta call his, speaking of Doogie, happy belated birthday to my dog Doogie. Man. He but he's still around, he's still fucking with them dogs and shit, you know. God damn, June, you stumped me with that one though, cause just going back and looking, man, I still can't believe I've been doing this shit for 5 years.
Damn.
Right.
I feel like a proud father.
Yeah, look at
him. He molded him good.
Watches his only son that made it, huh?
Yeah. I got a lot of sons. All y'all my sons.
Watching the only son that made it.
All y'all my sons.
still hanging in there.
That sound like Nicki.
Oh, man.
That's some shit Nicki said.
Oh, God. I didn't even write her name down on my shit. I'm so bad at that motherfucker.
And didn't she say that to the women one time back in the day, like, oh, y'all my sons?
Yeah, she did.
She watch it, man.
Yeah, I'm glad you keep doing it.
Yeah, man, I enjoy it. Get me out of that goddamn house and I can come and have conversations with my homeboys about, you know, just shit.
About that music.
About music.
Yeah.
Yeah, cocaine music.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, but Pooh Shiesty back in jail. I'm doing that for my dog, Peter. Shout out my little cousin. He's so aggravated.
He like Pooh Shiesty?
Oh, God. Yeah. I told him, I said, man, I can't listen to Pooh Shiesty because all he talk about is killing people.
Oh, really?
I told him that. I said, I can't.
He didn't get it back in blood, nigga, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I said, I can't really enjoy it. But
I love that.
So when he went back to jail, he hit me up. He distraught.
Pooh gone.
They locked Pooh Shiesty back up. He said, guess what they lock him up for? I said, what? by this first day out song. I said, oh, really? I said, I told you, tell niggas stop talking that dumb shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, bro, at what point do you start? You got to stop killing motherfuckers in your music.
Didn't he have like a fine old lady, a wife, I mean, baby mama or something?
Yeah, he had his girlfriend got shot a long time ago.
But I mean, do he got like one of them bad Jones now that everybody be talking about?
I don't know. He been in jail for a spell now, so I don't know who is.
He's the one they dropped the dude off in the neighborhood. Was that him?
In Florida, because I think his charges, like, he got caught in Florida on some shit.
Well, who was the one that got caught in Atlanta? Dirk.
That ain't Dirk.
It was one of them boys. They was in the neighborhood. They shot somebody. The dude was in the car, and instead of taking him to the hospital, they just dropped him in the middle of the road in some, like, residential neighborhood.
Oh, that's Lucci.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's Lucci. Okay. Yeah, that's Lucci.
I don't know these niggas.
Yeah, it's YFA and Lucci.
Okay. Yeah, but he out though, right?
Yeah. I think he kept it solid.
Okay.
Yeah. So he got out. But yeah, shout out to Pooh Shiesty. I told Peter, he going when he got out, man, Shiesty eyes. He going back. Uh-huh. I mean, but when that's your style of living, mm-hmm. and that's the shit you talk about all the time, you bringing that energy.
Where you from?
Memphis. Memphis, man.
Oh, he from Memphis.
Yeah, he from Memphis, man. Mm. Yeah, he from Memphis, man.
Shout out to Memphis.
Shout out to Memphis. Is Lil Baby the last realest, the last OG type gangster nigga in the industry?
OG.
As far as when it comes to these chicks.
What do you mean?
Well, Lil Baby been in the headlines the last couple of weeks for nailing his baby mom's whole crew. Remember, because the R shit just came out. Uh-huh. That he apparently slept with Ari too, which is Moneybagg Yo old lady.
Oh.
Which got a kid from G Herbo.
Jesus Christ.
Right.
Damn, my head spinning over here.
But right. Lil Baby allegedly hit his baby mama, which is Jada.
Uh-huh.
A white chick named Emily. Ari. And it's another one that they used to roll with. But apparently he hit all four of them.
I mean, he rich.
Yeah, but.
And they ghetto.
So. Yeah, but ain't nobody know till the business started telling it.
Oh, they started telling.
Yeah,
they
shit came out. Yeah, because Jada evidently aired out that Lil Baby hit Ari. What's her name? Ari Fletcher? Ari Lennox? What's her name?
Ari Lennox, the singer.
Okay, so it's Ari Fletcher. The
I don't know. Ari. I just know Ari Fletcher.
Yeah, but him and Future, man, them niggas treacherous, dog. I appreciate them for that,
but
because they treat them like they're supposed to be treated.
But they smashing like regular chicks.
I know. That's celebs. The thing. That, but no, these chicks then became celebrities.
Yeah, they're not real.
I mean, okay, they social media celebrities. Yeah, gotcha.
The way they got them spread out there, though, man. Like they famous, this bitch ain't nothing.
Yeah, they're not really famous.
Yeah, they're not really famous, but you know,
she's a TV personality.
Yeah, these new words, they're everybody a TV personality. Yeah. I just, goddamn.
That's the new name.
Yep.
And don't know shows even come on TV.
Yeah, exactly.
Bitches go get big lips.
Oh, man. Shout out.
They go to Food Line. They got to go to Food Line and Harry
Publix
Teeter
and Publix.
Publix and all that, just like everybody else.
Right. Yeah,
well, they might DoorDash it.
Whole Foods.
They can go in there, won't nobody know who they is.
Whole
Yeah, because that's ugly. They look without that makeup.
Yeah, buddy. Oh, no, they not leaving out of the house without that on. They not
ugly
leaving.
Ugly motherfuckers. This one here, she rough. Bro.
Shout out to Lil Baby, man. Did you watch the Versus?
There was a Versus?
Mike Will versus Hit-Boy.
No.
You didn't watch it? Uh-huh. I didn't either. I was I had something going on.
They didn't do a good job advertising that one.
They put it out probably 2 weeks before it happened.
But
I ain't even gonna go through it. I just know it happened. Shout out to Mike Will, because Mike Will had a serious run now, but he still.
It was Mike Will and who?
Hit-Boy.
Hit-Boy to do the Nas stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear what people said about it?
Nah, it wasn't a lot that was said. I didn't even look for it, to tell you the truth. I'm going to go back and watch it one day. Just because I want to see what songs Mike Will played.
Mm.
I didn't even look it up.
Probably Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, he got all that type of shit in his repertoire. Yep. Yeah, man. The funny thing that's been going around, the funny shit, it was funny to me. Mm-hmm. Jay-Z and Pusha T. Mm. Names come up in this in this shit.
That gay shit. Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't even, like, they tied it into that, whoever these internet people are. See, and that's why I have a problem with the internet, and I really don't like going on there. Because they put that FBI hotline call out and tried to say, they said a chick was drugged and woke up and saw Harvey Weinstein and Jay-Z in 1996.
And she was on the island, right?
No, she was in Florida.
Oh, she was in Florida.
At Jeffrey Epstein's crib.
At one of his cribs. Oh, not on the island.
Though. Yeah, not on the island. Yeah. See, and that's another thing. Like, nobody really read shit.
Nobody read it. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm sitting, I'm like, 96. I said, nigga still running with Irv Gotti. How the fuck was he with Harvey Weinstein? And I'm talking about, you got all these internet people. He always been around them people. I was like, yo, like, y'all motherfuckers, like, what is wrong with people?
So you know how, like, earlier before we came in here, we were talking about how, the current president, like, mm-hmm. able to do it because people dumb mm-hmm. and they fall for stuff like this.
Yeah, yeah.
Or just don't read and create their own. Yeah.
I'm talking about, it right there. It says FBI, it says hotline call, it says all that shit on this mm-hmm. picture that's up there. But the same chick said in 96, Jay-Z and Harvey Weinstein, right? Then she said in 2007 the same thing. So wait a minute.
The same thing with Pusha.
No, Pusha was paid to handle her, give her drugs and shit.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Like, the world we live in, nobody is able to have morals. If they say something about you, they automatically crucify you. Mm-hmm. Because that's what somebody said, or this was said, or Pusha T is probably one of the most moral human beings I've ever seen in my life.
What do you mean?
As far as having morals.
I mean, he sold crack.
Yeah, but I'm talking about after that.
Other than crack. Other than cocaine.
But what a lot of people don't understand is
that's just fucking
a lot of black men, like that young girl shit, like a lot of black men ain't with that shit.
Yeah.
A lot of them not.
Yeah.
Pusha been with the same chick for how many years?
A good little while, I guess.
A long time. Then they tried to, Nicki, of course, put the pictures up of Jay-Z when he took the picture with Destiny's Child and the picture with Aaliyah. You
know, and they, so that picture was Photoshopped.
Absolutely. We know that.
Yeah, but, so that picture.
But what I'm saying is, when you're an artist, and if you're at an award show back, like, those pictures look like they was at award shows or they was at some kind of event. It wasn't that no, like, and even with, like, Jay-Z was born in 69, Beyonce was born in 81, 12 years. They didn't really get together till 2002 or 3, right? Mm-hmm. Old 3 Bonnie and Clyde time. That's probably around
but
the time.
But I don't even know if they was dating.
I don't know what they dated, but the video.
But secretly.
Secretly, they was dating for four years.
Yeah, that's yeah. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, bitch. Like, so then they try to put Foxy back out there. Yeah. Foxy been told the motherfuckers.
And she came out not too long ago and said something too, like, they never did anything.
Yeah, like, but
you know one thing he did on Picasso Baby, you know, the Beast Switch or whatever, he come out, he said that line. I wish he would have never did that.
But I mean, they gonna try to twist shit the way they want to. But man, like, it's impossible for niggas to be humanly moral nowadays.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, Beyonce was an attractive young lady. And I know he saw her trajectory. So of course he gonna try to align himself with her.
This shit's so crazy.
But she was in her 20s when he did it.
And I just pulled that shit up, you know, just on some bullshit like I usually do. Mm-hmm. And it's, boy. The dumb shit that got started This, it, what, 2017?
What, talking about with?
First, it started out with the professional relationship between Jay-Z and with Harvey.
Uh-huh. Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah, so then.
Yeah, like he just hanging out with Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah.
But they did do a movie together. Not them,
they
but
collaborate on some kind of project.
Rock, you know, and they had the film or whatever. They did, I think it's called The Woodsman or something like that.
Okay.
And they did a film together.
Yeah.
Dane talked about that. It really was Dane really more dealing with him, but Dane was like, he was a weirdo. He was like, he slapped him up.
Yeah.
Dane told that story a couple years ago.
Yeah, but like,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
And one thing I always like, Jay-Z, you know, J-Rap, he don't even talk.
But this shit, this is when
he rarely talks.
Yep.
When the first sexual harassment allegations against Weinstein broke in 2017, he released a statement in which he misquoted a lyric from Jay-Z's album 4.
444.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Harvey Weinstein did?
Yeah.
What did that
probably say? The lie you talking about.
No, that was on Magna Carta.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But then it said later 2018, Jay-Z and Eminem were listed among the creators owed money during the Weinstein.
You said they were owed money?
Yeah.
Oh, so Weinstein owed them money?
Yeah.
Oh.
When he went bankrupt.
But I don't believe that shit. I just don't believe it.
I don't.
Not with Jay and Pusha.
I don't put nothing past nobody.
I don't either, but I don't believe that shit as a man.
But this right here ain't no smoking gun type stuff for me.
Yeah, it ain't, you know what but. I'm
like in 2000, if somebody would have been like, yeah, R. Kelly was fucking a 13-year-old, you like, he can get bitches.
Mm-hmm.
He get grown bitches.
Mm-hmm.
What you got to do with a 13-year-old bitch?
Mm-hmm. Shit. Yeah. But she came out and told the world what she was doing.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. She just did an interview.
Yeah,
recently.
She about to come out with a book.
Yeah.
She did one last week, matter of fact. Talked about it or whatever.
Oh shit. How old she is now?
30.
It might 20, be 30, yeah. 33 or 4 or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Something. Or late 20s, early 30s.
She's in her 30s.
Yeah.
Yeah, because she was 14 when that happened. That was in 2000. Yeah, that was like late 90s, early 2000s, so.
Yeah, add 25 to that.
Yeah, so she 37, something like that, yeah.
Yep. That might be 38.
Or something like that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, he's 60.
Right.
Yep.
God.
I would be dying, that motherfucker.
Oh, God.
Fuck that,
man. But yeah, man, I hope they get this shit cleared up with my dog hole.
They never will, man. You know that saying, a lie make it around the world twice before the truth get a chance to get out of bed and put the pants on or some shit.
Yeah.
Like, it don't matter at this point. That nigga done been in the Illuminati.
He done did it all, man.
They worship the devil.
That's why he in that song with Jesus. Did it all.
You know what I'm saying? Him and what you call it? Ross had that song, Freemason.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So,
mm-hmm.
Like everything nowadays is tied to that conspiracy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, man. Want to send a rest in peace shout out to Lil Jon's son, man.
Mm-hmm.
Lil Jon lost his son. They found his body in a body of water, not far from his crib, I think. Or not far from where he lived. But
was he missing for a little time period?
Missing for like a week. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But rest in peace to DJ Young Slade.
Was he a DJ?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, but he was missing, man, for like a week, and they pulled the body out of the lake the other day, and it was him, man.
I didn't read too much on that. I saw the headline.
Yeah, but it said something about the night he went missing, he wasn't acting.
So it may be like some mental health type stuff?
Yeah, either that or somebody probably drugged him or something.
And he was only 28?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, man. Rest in peace to DJ Young Slade, because I know, boy, you grew up around some shit, buddy. He had some fun growing up.
Maybe. Man, he probably just grew up rich as hell.
Ah, shit.
Because his daddy wasn't, Lil Jon wasn't hood.
No, he wasn't. But you I'm talking about he still probably had a blast. Like, just maybe think, so. Think about the niggas that probably was just coming. Imagine just the East Side boys coming over that motherfucker.
You think Big Sam and Lil Bo?
Yeah.
Well, hell no. Lil Jon ain't had his niggas run. Nigga coming in with a big ass gas can. Hell no. You keep that gas can in the car. I'm bringing that shit around my son. My son got shit to do. Sure. You ever seen Lil Jon high school picture?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sam Bo ain't coming around my son. I tell you, man. Take your ass. Take your ass.
Oh, man. God, man. Yeah, man. Did you watch the Grammys?
Yeah, I did watch.
You did?
Pretty good little bit of it. Yeah.
You did?
Yeah, yeah.
What was your take from the Grammys?
It was cool. Some of them people I ain't never heard of before.
Mm-hmm.
Like that one little skinny girl that won that award. But they said she had been out for a long time, though, for some years. I can't think of her name, though.
Yeah.
She was Latin or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Kendrick won a lot.
Mm-hmm.
The Clips won one.
Mm-hmm. Which one did they win? Song of the Year?
I think it was Song of the Year. Mm-hmm. It was, because Kendrick is on the song.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so yeah.
It's
yeah.
the record that Kendrick mm-hmm. is on.
Chains and Whips.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
Kendrick just went bananas, huh?
Yeah. He did. So he got like 27 Grammys.
He got 27. Yeah, he just took the lead for most by hip hop artists.
Yeah, and he got J by two.
Two, yeah.
It was pretty good. Just a lot of what's the phrase they call it? Virtual signaling.
Mm-hmm.
Like everybody ain't got to come up there talking about ice. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
A whole lot of ice shit going on. People mad about ice. But well, people mad Kendrick didn't talk about ice.
Yeah.
He ain't really said nothing.
Fake outrage. Because what you want us to say?
Or what you want him to say?
What you want us to say?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, nigga from Compton.
Yeah, exactly.
Shit.
Well, that Lil Jon was an ugly motherfucker. Bro.
Yeah, you see the picture?
Yeah. That shit crazy. My bad, bro.
Hey, like Kendrick just opened his mouth. Ooh. Somebody should have him a Grammy right now.
They said, okay.
That line did not age well not for the all. Kid, huh?
Not at all. And then he got an album coming out.
Yeah, he still, who, Kendrick?
Nah.
Oh, he still, that man.
Called an Iceman.
I heard he being sued about that too.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
By George Gervin?
Nah, by somebody else.
Oh.
Yeah.
Can you do that? By the album title?
I'm sure you could.
Coogee Rap could have, Coogee already made an album called A Blueprint.
No, KRS-One did.
Oh, KRS.
No.
Oh,
yeah. But KRS-One, he hip hop, so he'll never do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's culturally inappropriate, I guess.
Yeah. Shout out to Drake.
Shout out to the Grammys. Billie Eilish. She had the line, she had the bar tonight.
What did she say? Fuck Donald Trump or something?
Nah, she said something to the effect of we all immigrants on stolen land or something like that.
Oh shit.
not all of us.
Yeah. Yeah. You
not
know,
all of us.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you know, but like that was the you know, they don't like to be told that because they just own everything because y'all motherfuckers stole it.
Mm-hmm.
But don't nobody, that's a conversation nobody ever wants to have.
Mm.
And that's the reality of the country.
Mm-hmm.
That's the backstory of this country is it was stolen.
Was it stolen?
Or was it taken?
Or was it like?
It was taken by force.
War.
It's taken by force.
Yeah. You invaded and.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's a lot of places though. The winners kept the land and all of that, and the losers
Had to work for them.
Or just stay by the wayside or whatever. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Figure some more shit out.
Yeah,
and some shit that they was on.
Get down or lay down.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That basically what it was.
Who else? People got on Shaboozy.
Oh God, yeah.
Because he said something about
this land was built by immigrants.
By immigrants. Yeah.
But, and that's the thing, like, it was the whole crop of people here called Native Americans or Indians. Mm-hmm. So that was already here.
Well, it's black people saying, well, nigga, we weren't immigrants.
Yeah,
we built it.
Yeah, you know we wasn't.
It's a whole lot of that going on. Mm-hmm. Now. A lot of it's a whole lot of like, if you not American black, you ain't the same.
Yeah, if you ain't an FBA.
Yeah, right. I didn't want to say it, but yeah. A lot of that going on. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Well, my mom and daddy was born here.
Mine's them too.
My grandma. My granddaddy, my great grandma, and my great granddaddy. Yeah. I'm talking back to 1850, because shit, my grandma was born in 1919. My granddaddy was born in 1916. No, my grandma was born in 1918. My granddaddy was born in 1916.
Hmm. I got an aunt that just passed. She was 93.
Mm-hmm.
So do the math.
Yeah. Right.
So think about how old her parents were.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Now think about their parents. So my great grandparents on that side was how old, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So. You know, when people like, especially the racist people, like, go back to your country. Nah, bitch, you go back to your country.
Right. You damn right. You go. You don't belong.
You don't belong here. We been here.
We been here.
You know what I'm saying? So
you best believe it, man.
By hook or crook, we been here. You
been
know what
here.
Saying? So
been here.
All that other talk, you know.
Yeah, I mean, immigrants have contributed a lot, like cuisine and cultures and.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot of, it's a melting pot.
Yeah.
And it works out for everybody. But the problem, like, nobody should have a problem with me. Just like, I don't have a problem with nobody.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have a problem with me either. But the reason they have problems with us is because of the way we move about
mm-hmm.
in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because we do what we the fuck gotta do.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
and then make it look good too.
Yeah, and but what we doing or trying to do, we're not thinking about them in that.
Mm-hmm.
They always thinking about us.
Mm-hmm.
Everything they do is to try to make us either look bad or make shit harder for us.
Or to humble us.
But what are you fucking humbling us for?
Yeah.
Right. Y'all the demons.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all motherfuckers always been. And that's another reason they trying to erase a lot of that shit out of history, because they don't want motherfuckers to see how they treat people.
Mm-hmm.
But y'all motherfuckers still doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't shit changed.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the way they doing it now.
Whatever working, it probably come from a black motherfucker who made it work.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly, mm-hmm. man. Like, somebody posted some shit where Trump was talking about how America's created this and this and this, and he went down a list and asked everything he said that was created.
They put
the nigga picture in front of him.
Yeah.
And I'm watching shit, I'm like, God to a matter of damn.
Yeah.
If that nigga knew all that shit was created by a nigga, he wouldn't have said the shit.
No, hell no.
But he's so fucking stupid till he don't know. That is one stupid son of a bitch, man. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm talking about, like, I ain't the smartest man in the world. I got common sense. I think I'm pretty intelligent. I would say I'm a pretty intelligent fella. Either I just knew how to go to school. I got 3 degrees. I don't know if a lot of people know that. But I got a bachelor's in engineering, and I got a master's in business administration and a master's in human resources.
You got 2 masters now?
Yes, I do. But when I'm talking to a motherfucker about this guy, and they trying to explain to me that this nigga's not stupid, something wrong with you. Do you hear this motherfucker talk?
I don't think he's stupid either.
This some bitch stupid.
I don't think he's stupid.
Oh no, he dumb. Nah. He dumb.
He's smart.
He's when smart. It comes to,
all he know how to do is make money.
Nah.
He don't know how to make money. He know how to take money.
Yeah.
Cause he been given everything since he been fucking around.
He's smart when it comes to like. Cause nobody else was bold enough to tap into the races. They did it like. Low key,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? But then he got into it. So now, like, they openly racist.
Oh, God, yeah.
You know what
I mean,
it ain't really subtle no more.
Oh, no. But that's the thing, growing up in the South, dog. We know that shit ain't never been subtle. We've been dealing with that shit all our lives.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? There's other motherfuckers across the country that don't really understand. That's why when with certain shit he do and say, I'm like, how the fuck y'all don't see this as racist?
Even like, we were talking about your family earlier. like, you know, and how they don't see it racist. Like when he said, what he would say about, in one of them campaigns, he was talking about like people from South America, Mexico, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He was like, they gonna come and they gonna rape your kids, yeah, and all this kind of, yeah, stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Oh, so he's a genius at manipulation.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's a manipulation genius.
Yeah.
Like, he manipulates people to think and do well, and that's what lets me know, like, they puppets, are they fucking stupid too?
Right. Well, no, that's just what they really
believe.
What they believe, what they want to say. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. What they, you know, because people talk like that, mm-hmm, by themselves.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They, you know, nigga this, nigga,
yeah,
that.
Or, yeah, 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 yeah.
Monkeys, absolutely, whatever, yeah, you know, call, yeah, it spoon, yeah, spook,
spook.
Yeah, spit chucker, you, yeah, know, porch monkey, you know,
jigaboo,
jigaboo, you know,
that's, oh, spook, God, boy, I better not catch that spook. You know, I ain't caught that one yet.
But
darky,
darky,
spit, yeah, chucker, spit, spit chucker, coon.
Oh, yeah,
you know.
But I mean,
nigger,
I try to stay as far away from that shit as possible because, like, I got kids that gotta grow up in this shit. Mm-hmm. So I try to just, like, and they, that's one thing I'm glad they don't talk to me about.
What?
None of that. Because they old enough to form their own opinions.
Hell no.
Shit, you, my dog, nigga. Yeah, but no, no, no. Like, my kids, nigga, my kids are unapologetically black.
No, but I what I'm saying is, like, some people don't see it for themselves.
Yeah.
So when it come to them, they don't recognize it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But like, yeah, like they got it. They know. Okay, they was raised, okay, by, okay, by, like, nigga, I'm non-confrontational, but I ain't gonna let you fuck me over or play with me.
Mm.
So if you don't do it, you won't see that from me. But the moment you try me, my kids the same way. Don't try me like that. You know? And but I got daughters.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And women are different, especially black women. And they moms pop off at the drop of a dime with shit like that. So,
mm-hmm,
I just have to tell them how to control it. Don't act like that out there, because just if you ever get into it, remain as calm as possible, because they already say we're violent, we're this, we're that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's my part to them. Try to keep it under control, because that's what they expect from you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all I ever really told them. I'm like, because my oldest daughter, she grew up in Charleston.
Mm.
Certain shit you ain't, like, and then when she get turned up, you ain't gonna understand shit she's saying.
She got an accent?
Absolutely. Only, mm-hmm, when she mad, though. Only when she's mad.
Mm.
Only. Like, only.
Why box, yeah, you in the mouth?
Only when she's angry.
Box you in the mouth?
Only when she's angry.
Kiss,
man,
my boonky.
Only when she's angry. Yeah, she called me boy. She was like 10. I said, that's your last time. So I don't care where you from or what y'all say. Call me boy again. God damn it, I got something for you.
I got something for your bunkie.
Got something for you. Cut your ass. But yeah, man. And music is the only thing that really keeps me going right now, because there's so much turmoil and dumb shit going on, man. Mm-hmm.
You gotta be the right music.
Yeah, I'm glad J. Cole dropped this double album for the culture right now.
You listen to it?
It's so long, you know. I only listen when I'm at pause. You only listen.
Oh shit!
I only listen when I'm in the car, because I can't really, like, when I'm at the crib, I can hear it, but I can't really hear it.
The digested.
Yeah, but he did a lot of sampling.
Yeah,
he did a lot of sampling in the first 10 songs, anyway. Did a lot of sampling. Like, he sampled Mr. Biggs. Take that shit to trial, nigga.
Damn. Mm.
Yeah, he got a little excerpt from that in one of his joints. And he sampled a Queen Latifah song.
UNITY.
Yeah.
I heard.
He sampled a Mob. He sampled a Drop a Gem on him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He sampled one more song. It was another song that I caught. But yeah, he is heavy sample driven in the first 12 tracks. I hadn't got to the second album dish yet. Yeah, so that's on the way home today when I'm going to listen to that. Mm-hmm. I listened to the rest of it on my way down today. I didn't even want to start album 2, so I went and listened to some little Uzi Vert.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, listen to some little Uzi, man. Uzi got like four songs that, you know, get me hyped.
That's wild. That's why it's so fucking cold. This nigga listen to Uzi Vert.
Right.
Hey, man.
Uzi, hold on. Which one is Uzi?
Uzi, the little funny looking Philly. From Philly, yeah. He got four songs that I absolutely love. He literally got four songs.
I like his, the way he cares. Yeah, as far as like, he just be himself.
He got four songs, man, that I love. And it's just them. It's just those four songs. So now he got the woke up like this with Cardi. I like that too.
I don't know that.
Shout out to Playboy. Shout out to
Playboy Cardi.
Yeah, shout out to Playboy. Playboy. Of course, you know we lined up with Playboy family. Yeah. Playboy sent my stepson something for.
Oh really?
Well, his graduation. His mom did. No, for Christmas.
Oh, for Christmas.
He got a. I don't know if this is been put out there yet, but I'm gonna tell you, he got a clothing line that's coming out.
Oh, he sent him some of his clothes. He
sent him a piece from his
that's
line.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Shout out to Playboy
and
Cardi.
So, you know, the kid was like, I know Playboy Cardi. So now he go to school telling everybody he know Playboy Cardi and shit. Yeah, so the shit.
But if he the first one at
he's
school
the
with that
he's
stuff.
The only one with the piece. He's the only one in America that has that.
Yeah.
Yeah, right now.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So I told him I said, take some pictures.
Hold on, you
my stepson.
Okay. Yeah. I thought you said your nephew.
No, my stepson.
So you're
My nephew called a nigga Jordan.
Cause
he don't even
him in a,
he see that nigga on TV and be like, oh, that's Jordan. Turn his head.
Okay.
They're like, that's his big cousin.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
It ain't that's nothing to him.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
he don't
yeah.
even understand how big Playboy really is. He don't even get it.
He'll probably have to be somewhere and see how people react.
Yeah,
to him.
Like he gonna have to because he really don't understand.
Yeah,
that Jordan is as big as he don't understand. Yeah. Like he'll be 15 and shit, but he's Jordan to him. Yeah. Like that shit is crazy to me.
Yeah,
because my sister be like, Jordan. He be looking at her like, all right. I'm like, nigga, that's a fucking superstar, international superstar.
I thought he'd be like 12 or 10.
Yeah, I mean, boy, time flying. He'll be 15 in March, man.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so
bananas, man.
Yeah, man. But yeah, shout out to Playboy. But yeah. Uzi got four songs that I listen to. I can tell you the names of them.
I'm about to see which one.
You Was Right.
You Was Right.
Uh-huh. XO3 Tour Life, I think, is the other one.
Yeah, I got that one.
That's my shit.
I got that one on the list.
Yeah, that's my shit.
Hold on, you said You Was Right.
Yeah. You was right and I was wrong. I should have never ever took home. I should have just bone. Uzi my guy, man. Like the four songs though. It's only the four songs. I'll listen to that though.
Have you tried?
No, I'm not.
I'm pretty sure it's the most stuff you like though.
I'm sure it probably is. This my shit right here. I should have never ever took home. Yeah.
I was not expecting to hit this today.
Yeah. What the name? You was right. You was right. Yeah. Hit her from the back. Watch a nigga bless you. Yeah, cry in my arms like a nigga wrecked you. Talking about a broken heart. Running to the restroom. Yeah. Hey, Uzi talking that shit. He done got him
this
a chick. Got him to the crib.
How many streams you think he had?
Oh, for that?
No, just period. Just on his
total?
Yeah.
Probably a billion.
31.
31 billion?
Yes.
This nigga 35 should, over here.
This nigga should be rich forever.
Go to Tour Life.
Yeah, I can't remember. I got it on the list.
That Tour Life?
Yeah.
Boy, that shit go crazy. That's the one he said all his friends are dead.
Oh, that one?
Yeah.
Push Me to the Edge?
Push Me to the Edge.
It might be way down there. Hold on.
It's called
XO Tour Life.
Yeah, XO Tour Life.
Oh, XO Tour Life. Oh yeah, that's the top song.
I'm telling you.
They got 2 billion on that one. But that Lucid Dreams.
That's a Juice WRLD.
The Lucid Dreams.
Mm-hmm.
They got that on him.
Yeah, this song right here.
He might be on a remix.
That's what it is. Yeah, this shit right here go bananas right here.
This is my shit right here. This shit, the beat so hard on this motherfucker. Mm-hmm. I don't really care if you cry.
This shit is gangster.
Nigga, I be in the car sticking like hell, yo. Saw the way she looked me in my eyes. I said, baby, I am not afraid to die. Push me to the edge. All my friends are dead. Push me to the edge. All my friends are dead. Push me to the. He talking about he talking about nothing but his money. Push me to about his friends. And Money Longer. That's my other one. Money Longer, You Was Right, EXO Tour Life, and Sanguine Paradise.
Them my all these in the top.
Yeah, no, that's they used to play the fuck out of them. You remember I used to work in that fucking store? Yeah.
It sounded like something off of the Grand Theft Auto.
This Money Longer right here?
No, that other one was.
The last one was. Mm-hmm.
You was programmed.
But I like this because it's do it. Girl, I like the way you do it.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Uzi be talking some shit, too, now.
Yeah.
He be talking some shit.
What?
He be talking some shit, yo. But them four songs in my fault about shit, so.
The funniest thing with him is when he was like, it was some kids on the bus or whatever. Yeah. And he was like, what are you doing or something? That was
Dougie used to do that shit all the time.
shout out to Jay. But that nigga still a gangster because he ran that other nigga
out of Starbucks. Yeah, man. Oh,
shout out to Uzi, man.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Lil Uzi Vert. Hold the Uzi. I think, and I probably started listening to him because the Jay-Z line popped in my ear. I was rapping some Jay shit, and I was like, hold the Uzi vertical.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Stupid shit. Yeah. Like, stupid shit like that make me do shit, you know? But yeah, man, shout out to Uzi. I've been listening to old shit mostly, though, recently.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing.
Yeah, me too.
J. Cole.
I listen to Ari Lennox and
My Rick Ross. You know Rick Ross is at the top of my list for last year. Remember we did the year end shit, right?
Yeah.
I know exactly why he is.
Because of a certain
Santori
song.
Greece. That fucking song. Dog, that shit. I was listening to that shit yesterday and I realized like why I really like Rick Ross, man. When the song come on, he talking that shit.
I had to give Ross a break.
Man, I can't. I listen to Santori Greece like 10 times this week.
Yeah.
Anytime Ross. I get in the car, just them horns in that motherfucker, man.
Ross is a disappointment to me.
What Ross did, man?
He performed for Donald
for Trizzo?
Trump.
Yeah. Oh, man. That, I'm listening everything before that. I ain't got to listen to
you
the new
shit.
You think
he coming out with some new shit?
I don't got to listen to nothing new.
I can't fuck with him. He got to come out and make a statement.
What?
I can't fuck with him right now. I can't. I'm sorry.
Man, don't do Ricky like
it's
that.
It's his fault.
Now, Snoop, I pretty much cut him off.
I just see my man came out with an album the other day. I'm going to have to check it out.
Who?
Big Rob.
Who the hell is that?
And he went viral for sounding like a pirate. You ever heard his song? I'm about to play a little bit of it, man. This shit hard because he rapping like a pirate would talk, but he talking gangster shit. Oh, shit. This shit hard, bro.
This it right here?
Yeah, this it right here. This shit go
Big
hard.
Rob.
Big Rob. Big R-O-6, but Big Rob. The life I'm living, this isn't the main call niggas to
die every day, huh? Grinding my shit is. That shit
is. Man, I ain't knew he had an album.
At least he got his own sound.
Yeah.
He don't sound like nobody else.
No, he don't. Ain't no need to lie to me. Woke the beast inside to me. Hey, I don't know why. Because they had made a... they had made like a meme about him.
Yeah.
Like this nigga rapping like a pirate. You know what I'm saying? And then I listen to the solid, bro. This shit hit. So, you know.
Different.
Yeah, but
I gotta listen to him and see what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Cause I've been on Akeem Ali a lot lately.
Oh yeah.
I've been listening to him a lot lately.
I don't know why.
Akeem Ali.
He rapping, but I don't know what he's talking about.
Oh, he talking about regular shit.
Yeah,
that's all. He's just talking about regular shit. Everything he used so many metaphors and similes, and man, I just love it.
I like my man LaRussell.
Yeah, like him too.
LaRussell just signed with the Rock.
Rock Nation. Saw that.
Super Bowl.
Yeah, and they about to they trying to crucify my dog Jay.
Yeah, and he came out and defended him or whatever. But LaRussell doing the Super Bowl. Like pregame, his group, like the house band for the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Yeah.
So. That's what's up.
But yeah.
That's what's
I
up.
I fuck with LaRussell heavy. That I I like his shit, man. Like, he be doing, like, them concerts in his backyard and shit. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
I fuck with him, man. Yeah. And he, like, sound... Like, I like when areas sound like... Like, their music sound
like... Sound like where you from.
Like, when that motherfucker start doing his music, you know he from the Bay. No, like,
and that, no dog, how long we been saying that? How long that's what we want? Like, we want regional rap back. Like, we want that shit back.
I like OT Genesis. Mm-hmm. I like his music, but... You wouldn't know this nigga was a Crip. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, he's rapped like he from Atlanta.
Yeah, just like Roddy Ricch. Roddy Ricch sound like he from fucking Atlanta.
Where you from?
L.A.
Oh, Roddy Ricch. I'm thinking about the fat dude. What's his name? Yeah. What's the fat man who be saying?
Rod Wave.
Rod Wave.
That's what I was thinking about.
Yeah, that crap. Roddy Ricch. I thought he was from Atlanta for a minute.
Really? I ain't no way Roddy Ricch.
I gave him a... For some reason, I don't know why I had him in Detroit.
Yeah, he from
out there. I think
he gave him the Wicco.
I listened to his album. Something about his album made me think L.A.
Stuff he said. But anything that blew for him, just like the shit with the high fashion shit with Mustard. Nigga sound like he from Atlanta.
Hmm. Because his album was like, all the songs like blended together.
Mm-hmm.
Like at the end of the song, it would blend into the next song, whatever. His shit was hard though. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah. Yeah, man, I ain't gonna keep us too much longer. Yeah,
oh, well, what I was gonna say. Oh, Ari Lennox got a pretty good album. I was listening to
R&B.
Yeah. I was listening to that.
Rapping bullshit.
Damn. Shit. I love Ari though.
Yeah, you always talk about it. Yo. You always.
If anybody know Ari Lennox,
If Coco was my girlfriend till old boy proposed to her. Man, she like short niggas. So
what you mean?
She like short niggas.
That nigga like 6'3".
And you seen him in the picture together?
She taller than him?
Damn near with them heels on. About the same.
He like 6'3", 6'4", right?
Hell no, that nigga about 6'1", 6'2", when they stand beside each other because she 5'9".
She 5'9".
Bruh. Yeah, nigga, y'all know. I told my old lady, I mean, fuck.
She like 13. Nah, CL was like, he saw them. They was at something in LA.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it was for Adidas or something mm-hmm. with basketball. And he saw her. He was like, legs for days, gorgeous.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And she from Columbia.
Really?
Yeah.
Grew up in Columbia.
Grew up in Columbia. Yeah.
She really from Tennessee. I wouldn't do she claim.
I never heard her. I never heard her say.
Me either. But yeah. I heard people say Columbia. Mm-hmm. And then I looked and it said she was born in Tennessee. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if her daddy was in the military. Probably,
that sound like it.
I think her daddy was in the military. That's how she got in Columbia.
That sound about right.
But she grew up everything in Columbia? Like she went to high school and all of that?
As far as I know.
Oh, what's her daddy play? Did her daddy play football? Come on, that's your girl. You should know.
I don't want to talk to her daddy. That nigga, I know where that nigga done swooped in.
I know where Ari from.
Where's she from?
The DMV.
Turn up.
Play some goddamn pots and pan music for that ass.
Oh, shit. Yeah, the go.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Shout out my white homeboy, Ray. He said that shit one time. Pots and it was almost offensive, but he from up there, so he probably can say it. You know what I'm saying? I know you get tired of that shit up there.
He's in the pots and pans.
He's on that pots and pan music. I was like, dang. He white, but he right.
Yeah, God.
Nah, I like Go-Go, but anyway, my bad.
But yeah, man, you know, we got to go back and dig in these crates real quick. I ain't going to be long.
10 years ago.
I'm going to do some R&B this year.
What?
Yeah, because we already did the rap shit.
You old.
I already did the rap shit, though. I already did 96 rap.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm just going to touch on the albums, talk about them for a second, but I'm going to find the R&B that came out because I think Diary of a Mad Band, Share My World, or either My Life, Mary J.
D'Angelo coming up.
D'Angelo.
Should be some Faith Evans in it.
Should be Usher.
Ooh, Faith. Shout out to Faith.
Should be Usher first joint too, right?
I have no idea.
Can You Get With It? Think of You. I think that came out around 96. But then you got a 702 tweet. It's a lot Genuine. It's a lot of shit that came out in 96
mm-hmm.
that I'm thinking that I'm going, you know. just talk about, because like I know Jodeci dropped Diary of a Mad Band in 96.
If
I'm not mistaken.
Oh, so that'd be 40 years? No, 30 years.
Yeah.
Oh, because you did the...
I did deep dives on most of the 96 rap albums last time. So I don't want to, you know, I'm going to touch on them, but I'm just going to pick
But that was
some.
5 years ago, though.
I know.
Hey.
Nobody, yeah. You know, I mean, well, I still can, you know,
yeah, you can
give my facts on them and, you know, yeah. But I need to go back and listen to the shows I did them on. And I still got my notebook, too. But the one thing I regret that I didn't do in my notebook was write the date on the pages when I had my notes. I never wrote the dates. So it's going to be, you know, a little different. But 30 years ago, for January, the only two I had was two soundtracks.
Mm-hmm.
Don't Be a Menace to South Central While Drinking Your Juice in the Hood.
Okay.
And Thin Line Between Love and Hate.
Mm.
And both of that, we just was talking about soundtrack. Peter put the shit up on the question up the other day asking about soundtracks, and you told him you did a whole show on it. And I know I talked about these the first time, but Thin Line Between Love and Hate was one of my favorite soundtracks. And I had my Honda. Because I just got my license, you know, in 96. So when I got my license, that's one of the first CDs I used to listen to. But it wasn't really rap driven. It was more R&B shit on there. And but Don't Be a Menace to South Central While Drinking Your Juice in the Hood was probably one of the flyest rap soundtracks.
Mm-hmm.
It had a couple R&B songs on there. Like Tempo Slow. But I know B-Love would never play that. Of course, Winter Wars.
Of course,
Winter Wars was on there.
Renee was on there.
Renee, and it had the best part about it was a movie parody from all movies from East Side. So
you got to
use some East Coast shit, some West Coast shit, because like the juice part of it would be the New York shit. Because that's about the only movie that was in the title that was from the East Coast. Don't Be a Menace to South Central While Drinking Your Juice in the Hood.
Mm.
So all the other movies was West Coast.
What you call it was out by then, though?
What? Above the Rim?
New Jack City?
New Jack City was, but it wasn't.
Did they have parts of it in here?
Uh-uh.
No, okay.
Mm-mm. They really just had... most of the West Coast movie. The only real part from Juice was at the end. When the nigga walked up to like, yo, you got the juice now?
Mm. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I really only watched this like maybe one time. Really, watch I only what? Watched this on the senior trip.
What? That?
Really?
Yeah.
Only watch what?
This movie. What? Boy, are you crazy.
Don't Be a Menace. Why? Don't Be a Menace to South Central While Drinking Juice. Because I really, parody movies, they was just kind of too silly for me. You know what I'm saying?
Message
that Wayne and Brothers
message,
yeah.
I don't care what nobody say. Capadonna had the absolute best verse of his life.
Straight off the hinges.
There's a shit right there.
Let's Lay Together by the Isley Brothers was on this shit.
I like this remix too.
Now this shit about to turn 30. Like this album, I got this album from these niggas. That Legal Drug Money.
Yeah. That was a shout out Jamal Spears. He used to love some Lost Boys.
Boy.
Yeah, that's some boy. We was really getting to it.
Boy.
We thought we was Lost Boys.
Get up every day.
Give it up for my shorty.
Really?
That beat right there was pretty good.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
My glasses was supposed to be holding that.
Holding what?
The music? Volume.
Oh.
Yeah, my Bluetooth must have went off. And two drinks that we begin to talk.
Shout out to
the Lost Boys. Shout out to Don't Be a Menace. Shout out to the Wayans brothers for putting all that. And them niggas was like super East Coast niggas. So
boy, it's sitting in somebody's shit.
That's
windows roll up tight.
Reggie.
It's
that Pathfinder.
Yeah. It's like 7 songs that's not on here.
What's missing?
From 9. From,
oh yeah, they got them blacked out.
From track 10 mm-hmm. to track 16.
Yeah.
It go from 9 to 16.
Uh huh.
What number 9 is?
Let's Lay Together.
Eyes of the Brothers. That was my shit back then too.
For a while, like I used to have Win Awards on a playlist mm-hmm. on Tidal.
And they cut it. They took it off.
They took it off. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cause it's only like it's not on. It's not on Ghostface album. It's not on the album on streaming.
Yeah.
It's only on the soundtrack.
Yeah.
So you have to have the soundtrack to be able to listen to it. But I got
the album.
I got Iron Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got the album, so I don't even.
But I wonder what was up with this soundtrack that so many songs.
They might have bought the rights to it. Or the ones they didn't buy the rights to, they didn't put on the streaming shit.
Yeah, true.
Maybe. That's the only thing I can think of.
I don't think I ever had this soundtrack. I remember having that song. That song was on. I had Iron Man though.
Yeah, of course you did. You should have. You was a heavy East Coast guy back then.
Shatterbox.
I was mixed.
No.
It was.
You wasn't mixed shit.
No, I Outkast, Good and Mom.
Yeah. I mean, but those are, I mean, we from the South, so we supposed to have those.
The whole No Limit and Cash Money. Yeah. Cash Money was later, but.
Yeah. But yeah, when it came, but before that, nigga, you was a heavy New York nigga. Get the fuck out of here.
Okay.
Nigga, don't make me break up the argument.
Oh,
it was
nobody else though.
Yeah, exactly.
There was nobody else, but
yeah,
I was. But Outkast was out before then, though.
They were.
So they was. They were. They always my favorite group.
Yeah.
You got some more?
Yeah. February. Well, for the first couple weeks of February, it's All Eyes on Me,
Tupac,
and the Fugees, The Score. And I was about to listen to the album the other day, but I listened to Purple Rain instead.
Ooh.
So I listened to the Fugees this week.
But
this shit right here, boy, listen, my stepdaddy goddamn just let me know he was the coolest nigga in America right here.
Having this out?
Oh God, yeah, boy. That's all he listened to too for a long time.
He had a lot of good shit on his.
Yes, he did. I'm talking about both albums. Cause a lot of motherfuckers slept on that second CD. But that Shorty Wanna Be a Thug shit, yeah. That shit was so goddamn hard. Nigga, Checkout Time. Checkout Time was my shit.
Where this was? 96.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He just got out. He just got out because remember, he signed with Suge.
This right here, boy.
This shit. Then this shit go from this to Picture Me Rolling and Rather Be a Nigga and Bo. Man, this shit right here, girl.
Yeah, the whole flow.
But my little Honda used to go crazy in the background.
It's that Maze One.
Yeah, this that Maze One shit. Yeah. Boom, boom, boom. And this ain't nothing but Candy Rain.
Mm-hmm.
So for real. Same beat.
Take over the whole hood with this. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This album.
But they got that from somewhere, though.
So for real?
Yeah. That Heavy was a
D,
sample.
Yeah, Heavy D produced it probably, so of course you know he was all into that shit. Yeah. But Nick, I'm talking about this double CD right here, man.
Mm-hmm.
I used to listen to the first CD. I never really listened to the second one until I got to like a year later when I started listening to the second CD. When I caught wind of Picture Me Rolling, changed my life.
Mm-hmm.
That Picture Me Rolling shit, dog. The beat was so fucking hard, and the shit he said, goddamn, you know, Pac always had that nice little rant voice. So at the end of that, he talked about how the motherfuckers at Clinton Correctional see me, Picture Me Rolling, nigga. He started talking shit to motherfuckers, not Picture Me Rolling, goddamn it. I'd Rather Be a N-I-G-G-A, Thug Passion. But the first CD it was, I used to listen to Ambitions of a Rider.
Mm-hmm.
Mind Made Up, Trading War Stories, what's the last song on there?
What's your phone number?
I listened to that because they sampled the time. That was one of my favorite shits. They sampled
777-9311. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
They ain't nobody but Mars Day and Prince, them niggas. Yeah, Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis did this beat, I think. Some shit like that. In the 80s. Worst way true. Good in your birthday suit. Yeah, right. But I ain't mad at you. That first album was that trick, but Trading War Stories and Life Goes On. Them two songs was like, it just had me in a chokehold for a long time. But he put these two albums together, and then can't come to find out the shit with Method Man and Redman was supposed to be on a Dog Pound album.
Mm.
RZA did this beat, I think. No, Daz did the beat. And Pac heard it. And said he wanted it. That's why at the end of it, you could hear him say Rebel Lioness, because Inspector Deck was supposed to be on this shit too. Yeah.
I think
Method Man told a story in one of them interviews.
I think
he did.
Daz did recently on the Breakfast Club or something.
He
like
said
that.
Something about it too, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Daz did the beat because it was supposed to be on the Dog Pound. Because
the other
album.
One is this
on the
Corrupt.
Corrupt Sick, right?
No, this on this album. Unless they put it on the album with the original song. Because, like I said, nigga, Inspector Deck had a fucking verse for this shit.
Right.
And he was supposed to be on the song. Yeah. Mm hmm. And No More Pain, that No More Pain used to go so fucking crazy across the set of woofers. Boy, that shit used to have a little Honda goddamn. My damn mirror be like this. That shit. She could, God damn. In 2 seconds.
You had 15s?
12s. Yeah, I had 12. Buy one, get one free from Circuit City, baby.
Damn, you got yours from Circuit City.
Yeah, MTX. I'll never forget it. I pay you $100 for 212s, nigga. Gaming you hoes. Bought my box from fucking Norton's for 50. Wired that bitch up. I got my amp for Rex. And a little motherfucker beat on that cheap shit, nigga. I spent $300 for a system, cuz. Ain't the wood, bitch. Holler my name, it's bitch. It's so sick of every single bitch that came with you on my dick. Pause. Hey, yo. Shout out to Pop. Rest in peace to Pop. And this album is older than he was when he died. It's crazy.
Yeah.
All his albums are older than he was when he died. It's crazy shit. But that's one thing about music. Your voice will live on forever.
Right.
And we can listen to this shit forever, man. Thank God for that, because boy, music ain't the same, and it'll never be. And once again, I'm gonna say it on record: 96 arguably is the greatest year of hip hop ever, as far as albums dropped, the artist that was out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's that shit. Just I'm stuck. I'm gonna forever be stuck. And shout out to the Fugees on the score. Did they clean up at the Grammy? No, Lauren cleaned up for the Miss Education.
Really?
Yeah, she told the Grammys up for that one album.
Mm-hmm.
I think she went like 9, right?
I can't remember.
Let me Google that real quick.
But
she was so fucking lyrical, man, and she didn't curse.
But speaking of the Grammys, she performed at the Grammys.
Yeah, she did.
She did a tribute to a bunch of people. At,
with Roberta Flack and D'Angelo, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, I never forget when this shit came out. I used to watch this video on Rap City.
You remember when on BET, they used to do performances?
Mm-hmm.
So they was performing this. Wyclef was playing the guitar, whatever. Mm-hmm. And they was playing this, and then like at the beginning of the second verse, mm-hmm. he switched was the playing yep. Get Money.
Mm-hmm.
That shit was so yeah. fucking hard, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Good old days. But he was so fucking
And he performed with her too. At the
He did.
Yeah, at the Grammys.
So they must have fixed their issues.
Yep.
God damn, finally.
That beat so hard.
I'm talking, man. I think my favorite song off here was fucking The Mask. The song that came on right before The Mask. What is the name of the shit?
The Score?
That, oh,
this right here?
Oh, God. Woo-hoo. And what's Cowboy? Like 13 or something like that?
11. Oh, here it's 11.
Yeah. Is Ain't Rod Digga in that?
It say The Outsiders.
That's who it is.
She in The Outsiders?
I think so. I think she in that shit. This shit right here? This is my shit.
And Rod Digga was on this?
I think so. Everywhere was to be a cowboy. Somewhere in New York. You know she was down at Flipmo Squad.
Yeah, but I wonder, was she from Jersey?
She might be. Zen, she might be from Jersey.
Ooh, I don't know, man.
The bullet with somebody Desperado.
Email and let you know the truth.
Our motto. She won 8 Grammys.
That year?
Mm-hmm.
Of her album.
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm.
They had some good.
No, she got one with the Fugees.
So she won 7 that night?
I think, yeah.
Damn.
And of course, this is like the perfect marriage of hip hop and R&B. This song.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
She, because she sang half her verse, then she rapped, if I'm not mistaken.
I know she sung the bridge.
Yeah, she sung the bridge, and then she went into her verse, and she went fucking. Now that I escape sleep, walk away.
Shout out to Proswell.
Shout out to Pros.
Rip it.
He appealing his case, ain't he?
He ain't getting out.
Yeah, oh shit.
You just building your lawyer another house, beloved.
But to be honest, like, this is the Fugees' only album.
I thought they had another one. Before
the one before the Translator Crew.
But did they have one? No, I'm thinking about Wyclef had some shit. Yeah, I'm thinking about Wyclef. What is this called? A Circus or something like that?
Say what now?
Wyclef album was called A Circus or something like that, right?
The Carnival.
The Carnival. Yeah. That's it, my bad. I tanked that one real bad.
He's in the neighborhood.
Yeah. Carnival, Circus, yeah, Fair.
Fuck it.
The State Fair. That's what might need to call this shit. The Fair. And it'd be a little bit not as good as the Carnival.
Oh, God. Goddamn Swole. Fuck with me. But yeah, man. Shout out to...
God damn, that boy got them Christians on.
The Fugees. Because he walk in the blood of by Jesus.
By the blood.
He walk in the blood of Jesus.
By the blood. Don't put your foot up down now. Hold your feet up like a bad bitch. Bad bitch taking pictures. Them motherfuckers about break her ankles to show you the bottom of her feet.
Gotta put her foot up. Yeah. So they see it.
Twist and show them bottom of them feet.
Yeah, man. Oh, shit. Oh, man.
You know who got... This a hating ass nigga, right? We know who got money.
We know who got money right there, man.
I need to get like you.
Oh, shit.
Hey, get on my shit. Oh, man. Well, yeah, man. Shout out to the Fugees for delivering us that classic album.
Right.
I don't think it's Diamond yet. It probably won't be, but I know Miss Education is, so.
That's what I'm about to say, hers.
Yeah, hers is.
Yeah.
Yeah, but hers was, that album was just spectacular. If it was a hip-hop album or not, whatever you want to classify it as, it was fucking awesome. Bye-bye. Now, I don't know. That skit on this motherfucker, the Chinese restaurant skit, might be the funniest shit ever. Don't put that little retarded wing in my shit. That little fat. Hey, because I want my wings fried hard. And don't put that little retarded leg in my shit. Ah! Oh, God. But yeah, man, we gonna get out of here, man. Easy. Yeah. Appreciate you as always, man. Tell them where they can find you, brother.
Every Monday on the DJ Blaze Radio Show podcast. And you can find us on YouTube, everywhere you get your podcast.
Good shit, brother. Yeah. Appreciate you. June.
Yo, yo.
Tell them where they can find you, man.
Hanging out with the cool cats right here, man. Right here chilling.
Oh, yeah. It's your boy Jones, man. Every Tuesday. We my schedule's gonna be a little different this quarter of the year because I got convinced to coach basketball, so I'm gonna drop a show every chance I get because I still gotta talk about this music shit to keep my head going. Them 10-year-olds gonna drive me crazy, so I'm gonna take me a couple breaks. It's gonna be a couple tournaments I don't go to, but I'm gonna get in and I'm gonna stay tuned. I'm gonna stay tuned in so y'all can stay tuned. JP Jones 81 Instagram. I'm getting back on IG as well. Music Jones Podcast Instagram. You can email us musicjonespodcast@gmail.com. Till next time, peace. A state that's untouchable like Elliot Ness. The track hits your eardrum like a slug to your chest. Pack a vest for your Jimmy in the city of sex. We in that sunshine state where the bomb ass him be. The state where you never find a day.